It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and they say great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss...
Woo! TikTok click shot! Yes.
They were at.
I was really into that.
That's all our tiny brains can handle. Some TikTok click shock.
Yeah.
Because we're so shocked at how many clicks that viral video's been getting. We've got some of the biggest TikToks from the past week here, like your first TikTok click shock from a 22-year-old woman named Jaylin, who recently dropped a video on TikTok that got over 2 million views.
Okay.
All right.
And so just so you know, here is a picture of Jaylin. So you can see her. And
oh, my God.
Oh, Jose's in love.
It's Jose's type of lady.
Exactly.
Did you see her face or just her boobs?
Because,
she has a face?
Yeah. Hold on, give me that
picture
back.
That is a lot of boob.
An attractive brunette girl. And in it, she explains her main source of income is creating content for OnlyFans.
Yeah, she's
that makes sense.
Probably a millionaire.
But for the last year and a half now, she's also worked part-time as a nurse.
Oh, cool. Good for her.
Wow, and she's smart. Oh, I love this.
Well, that is until now. Because recently she went into work. And right after she clocked in, she was immediately greeted by a woman who she'd never seen there before. And the woman brought Jaylin into her office, sat her down, and then this happened.
Then she proceeded to say that every time that I've been working lately, that the CNAs and the nurses have been talking about me at the nurse's station while I'm in a patient's room.
What?
They're at the nurse's station, looking at my Instagram, looking at my Twitter, looking at my site. Like, they paid for my site so they all could see and look at the nurse's station while they're on the clock, okay?
Ooh.
And she said that she can't have that happening every time that I work, so she has to let me go.
Oh,
this is what she said. Her main reason for letting me go is because they need a job more than I do.
So they're not going to punish the other nurses.
And they're probably right. Like, I guarantee you she makes a lot of money on OnlyFans.
But basically, because all the other nurses were busy looking at her OnlyFans while they were on the clock, Jaylin was fired because she was a distraction to the rest of the company.
That's not fair. I'm sorry, but I got to defend my girlfriend here.
At least she's making some money off
My best friend has worked in so many hospitals, and there is so much drama.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Well, you can imagine Jaylin's followers on TikTok were outraged, urging her to file a wrongful firing complaint.
Yeah, yeah,
one person said that's a 100% a lawsuit. No questions asked. Mm-hmm. And Jaylin said she met with the woman who fired her to get an explanation that she could forward to her lawyer.
Yeah.
Good.
And she also told her followers that she continues to nurse because you never know what you're going to make on OnlyFans. One month, it could be $600. The next, $50,000.
Yeah.
It really depends on how many nurses are checking in to talk crap about your videos.
If the doctors check in, she makes a lot more that month.
Oh, yeah. Just us talking about her story right here on the show, I'm sure she's going to make another easy mill. So good job, and you're welcome,
Jaylin.
You think
we're that influential?
I like to think so.
That's sweet.
That's a TikTok click shock.
Yeah.
Your next
TikTok click shock
is from another young TikToker who goes by the name Marina. She's 26 years old, and the other day, she ordered some food delivered to her house.
Okay.
And in her order, it included a bag of Cheetos, some taquitos, cherry Coke, and a couple other junk food items.
Mm-hmm. She got good taste,
She was having a day. Yep. She needed something.
And in her bag was a note right next to the food that was from the DoorDasher himself, which read, "An apple a day keeps the doctor away."
No.
Smiley face.
Gosh,
along, smiley face.
Hold on.
Don't even.
Along with a free apple that they put in the bag for
her. Get out of here.
Here's a picture of her and her order.
Gosh,
Marina was shocked and could not believe her delivery order came with a free side of fat shaming.
Oh, insane. You know that this delivery driver is the one that hands out floss on Halloween at their house. Oh, they suck.
Well, she went on to say her girlfriend has digestive issues and was told to gain some more weight and explain her girlfriend can't eat apples. So the rude gesture doesn't apply. How can you not eat apples, but you can eat bags of Cheetos
that
and taquitos?
Jeff, I wouldn't go into asking for answers on this one. I would just leave it. Yeah.
I wish I had that problem,
I mean,
though.
It actually doesn't matter. Like, you don't need to have a DoorDasher be your nutritionist. Thank you very much.
But how great of a problem is that? People are like, why are you chugging nacho cheese out of the jar? I'm like, I need to gain weight, my doctor said.
Marina said, if you're delivering someone's food, why are you judging them?
Yeah, they're tipping you. You're literally making making money.
What do the commenters have to say? One person said it would have taken him literally zero effort to just not leave that note.
Yeah.
The amount of time it takes.
It's crazy.
Seriously. Yeah. What did he think? She was going to be like, oh my
See,
God, thank
this is
you.
Why I was a better delivery driver, because I ate their food because I liked it so much. You know, I would never shame them.
She'd be missing the tequila. Yeah.
She's helping them lose weight by not giving them as many French fries in their order.
Oh, you got it a large? Well, it came in a small.
Yeah. What did DoorDash have to say about it? They are now investigating the incident, but they believe it was a complete mistake. Quote, we routinely include thank you notes in our orders to surprise and delight customers. Unfortunately, this particular client received the wrong note that was meant for another customer.
No way.
They're not saying a healthier customer was supposed to get that note, but they're implying it.
Why would you do that to the broccoli celery delivery? You wouldn't add an apple.
I'm sure that what they meant to write was a taquito and a Cheeto a day keeps the doctors at bay.
That's what I always heard.
Yeah.
They should have just left her a stick of butter. Here you go.
Those are your
TikTok click shots
stories for the day. Phone taps coming up next.